Welcome to Talking Facts, what you need to know about family, food, finance, and fitness. This nationally recognized, award-winning podcast is hosted by the University of Kentucky Family and Consumer Sciences Extension Program. Our educators share research knowledge with individuals, families, and communities to improve quality of life.
Hello, and welcome to Talking Facts, what you need to know about family, food, finance, and fitness. I am your host, Mindy McCulley, Extension Specialist for Instructional Support with Family and Consumer Sciences Extension at the University of Kentucky. We are housed in the Martin Gatton College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment. Investing is a word that might be daunting to a lot of people, but if we say investing in yourself, that makes it sound a little bit more exciting. When we talk about retirement plans, that makes me want to turn somersaults, because when I think about retirement, I'm thinking about the days when I get to do what I want to do and enjoy life to its fullest. So my guest today is Kelly May. She is our Senior Extension Associate for Family Finance and Resource Management. And we're going to talk about investing in yourself and our retirement plan. So welcome, Kelly.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Wow. Retirement plans. There are so many different types.
Retirement sounds good, doesn't it?
It sounds really, really good. But boy, if we want to talk about all the retirement plans, we could be here all day, right?
Well, yeah. And it's important to talk about it way before you need it.
Exactly.
Yes. But at the same time,
a lot longer window than I do, don't you?
Maybe a little, but at the same time, it's never too late. So even if you're just getting started and you're later in your career, you can still work on it.
Well, and I like to say at the University of Kentucky, we have a requirement, you know, at your 30th birthday, you have to start contributing to the retirement plan. But you know, if you're one of those young people who gets hired straight out of college, I encourage you to go ahead and start contributing to the plan immediately, because if your employer is like ours and they will match what your contribution is or to a certain point, then that's free money. So go ahead and take that free money right off the bat and don't wait until the requirement hits. I digress. We have gotten way off topic. So let's talk about defined benefit plans. What is a defined benefit plan?
I love that you mentioned that free money, because that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. So we're going to talk about defined benefit and defined contribution plans. And those are big fancy words for what some people used to call a pension. So do you know anybody who was on a pension?
Oh, yeah.
I do.
I think I've got people in my family who are living off their pension now, right?
Heck yeah, but they're less common now. So people in the workforce now are less likely to have a pension, which is one form of defined benefit plan. So thinking of that kind of plan, it's a specific amount of money that you will receive once you retire. So it's an amount that you know you're going to get. Often it's in the form of a pension. It may also be a cash balance plan, an annuity, or a lump sum payment plan. But if we have this kind of plan, we're going to pay some money from our paycheck into a pool of money that the company then redistributes upon retirement. So how much money is usually calculated from the salary earned and the length of time worked. But it's less that the employee has to think about. It just kind of automatically goes in and you know you're going to get it when the time comes.
So you also mentioned then the defined contribution plan. So what is that type of retirement plan?
Right. So that's the one that I think people first think of, a 401k when they're talking about that one, but there are other types of those as well. And so that does not promise a certain amount of money. It is where the employee or the employer or both will contribute, and they put the money in during your work time, and then you get paid out whatever gets put in. So with the defined benefit, that redistribution and that promise of a set amount is different than with the defined contribution where you are contributing. And if your employer is contributing also, often that's referred to as a match. And so that's the free money you were talking about. So if your employer is going to match your funds that you're putting in, the bigger the match, the better for you. And this is important to know when you're looking at a new job, especially because if you're comparing two jobs and one has a defined benefit plan and one has a defined contribution plan, that's a very different resource for you personally that you can benefit from in the future. So that should be, you know, it's easy to compare the salary or to compare how many vacation days you get or to compare the sick time. Definitely compare the retirement options that are offered. And if, you know, if it's two jobs with the same kind of defined contribution, see which one offers the bigger match. How much can you contribute? What are the types of plans? And how much are they going to help you along the way?
And if you're leaving a job, find out if you're vested in that retirement plan. You know, if you are going to be able to take the money with you, or if you have not reached that vested period, and so you have to leave the money that's
in the plan. Oh, that's such a good point, Mindy. So vesting means that if there's a vesting policy, then there's a certain amount of time you have to work there before what they're offering you becomes officially yours. So they'll put that match in, but if you don't stay the minimum amount of time they want you to stay, they don't have to give you the match. So that's important to know too. That is an excellent point. Besides a 401k, other types of plans might be a 403b or a 457 or an IRA. And the difference is mostly with the other ones with numbers in front are available to different types of groups. So like a 403b is for teachers or nonprofit employees or charitable organizations and that sort of thing. So if it's one of the plans with the numbers in front, or if it's an IRA, which is an individual retirement account, it could be another type of defined contribution plan. So on a traditional IRA, the earnings aren't taxed until it's paid out. And if contributions were tax deductible, those do not get taxed until they get paid out.
And like I said at the beginning, there are so many plans and they're like alphabets and letters and numbers. And it can get confusing, can it?
It can. There are a lot of options. And so besides a regular IRA, there's also a Roth IRA, which is kind of the reverse. So the consumer would pay the taxes before they contribute. And then that's beneficial because your tax rates may rise over time. If you've been around for a while, you've probably seen that happen. Taxes cost a little more. So you can have both. If you have the means to put money in both, and then that way when you retire, you can draw from whichever one is benefiting you better, or you can take a guess which one might work for you in the future.
So how do I know how much money I'm going to need to retire?
And that's the tricky question.
Isn't it?
Because it's different for everyone. So I'm sorry, Mindy, I can't answer that today. So one thing to keep in mind is, how much has your salary changed over time? So this can be something really important to think about when you're trying to decide when you want to retire. Often our lifestyle is determined by our salary. So knowing that helps you know how much you need to maintain a certain kind of lifestyle that you'd like to have. And maybe you don't have as many things to pay for by the time you retire. Maybe you plan to have your house paid off and you're not really planning to go anywhere, so maybe you need less money. Or maybe you're planning an exciting retirement where you're going to do lots of things like travel and visit with family and do things that might cost a little more than you're used to. So it helps to think about those goals that you have for yourself. We like to talk about real, concrete, smart goals, and use an online calculator to help you come up with real numbers that helps you plan more specifically for what you need.
Always be aware that we tend to outlive or live longer than what those before us did in this day and age. And so don't sell yourself short, I guess is what we want to say with that.
That's a great tip.
So why is it so important that we plan for retirement? Why don't we just walk out the door and say, I'm free. I don't have to do any more planning.
And we like that idea of retirement, don't we? We like to imagine real loosely what we might be doing if we weren't at work today. However, there are many things to pay for and some things can be unexpected. So it is important to ask yourself questions ahead of time, like, what do I want to do with my time? And do I want to provide financially for my children if I have them? Or do I want to travel? Or is there anyone I want to splurge on in retirement? And again, so thinking about those specific goals can help you prepare in advance. And so knowing how much you need later can help you decide how aggressive you need to be now to put money away in order to have that future that you want.
Well, and also think about your health and those sorts of things that might impact your finances, because that will certainly make a difference. Kelly, thank you so much for sharing with me today. I hope that we have provided some food for thought for our listeners.
Thanks for having me. It's been fun.
If you are just tuning in, you're listening to Talking Facts, and we are available wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Thank you for listening to Talking Facts. We deliver programs focusing on nutrition, health, resource management, family development, and civic engagement. If you enjoyed today's podcast, have a question or a show topic idea, leave a like and a comment on Facebook at UKFCSEXT or send us an email at UKFCSEXT@uky.edu. Visit us online at fcs.uky.edu to learn more about the University of Kentucky Family and Consumer Sciences Extension Program, or contact your local extension agent for Family and Consumer Sciences. We build strong families. We build Kentucky. It starts with us.